I'm Linda and I'm an addict. Yeah. It's only by God's grace and mercy that I stand here, and I'm very humbled that anybody asked me to do anything today, right? I was telling her, put some excitement up in here, y'all. Recovery is exciting, right? If you ain't excited, you're doing something wrong. You know, and I like to thank the D.C. area for asking me, because a lot of times my clean date is February the 1st, 1984. And I'll be honestly lying to y'all if I say I woke up every day thinking that I was like that. Because I had a type of disease that's on the relentless pursuit of my life, and I must take account of deadly nature. My disease don't play. So when they asked me to do something, I said, okay. Because when I came around, the fellowship wasn't big. Matter of fact, the first convention was in Annapolis, Maryland. It had 53 people. And that's how our fellowship has evolved right now, right? When they said, the journey continue, I said, I bet. That's a good topic, right? Because the journey do continue. I just shared with somebody, no matter how long you be here, don't get cute. Don't even think about it. Because on a good day, you may have to ask somebody for help. And may the words you speak be bitter or sweet, because they may be the ones you may have to eat. Because when you see that newcomer that come in that don't look good and don't smell so good, and you frown your face, you better remember when. Right? When I came in here, yeah, the journey do continue, all right, because I'm like this size, right? Okay. When I came in here, I weighed about 99 pounds, baby. And I thought I was so cute. And he said I left. I wasn't really here. Because I stuck my head in the door. I said, oh, hell no. They look like they belong in there. So I might go do some more research, and maybe I look like them when I get back. Because I was arrogant. I thought I was so cute. But then when I had to do step work, I really found out that how hopeless, how helpless, how shame, how angry, how embarrassed I was. How I felt so ashamed. I had no self-esteem. I always look for love in all the wrong places. And the journey do continue. And you know what's going on with me in the fellowship now? We're losing a lot of members. And it's hard. Every time you turn around, somebody's passing. Somebody got cancer. Right? In fact, one of my sponsors just got diagnosed with 4-stage cancer. And I just said, what you going to do, sponsor? I said, I don't know about you, but I'm going to a meeting. So I could talk about how I feel. Because I must talk about how I feel. I'm not one with 34 years who say, oh, I don't do that no more. I still go to meetings. I still get there. Doreen P was my sponsor, my first sponsor, for 25 years. Because I couldn't afford to fire my sponsor. I don't know about nobody else. That's this new thing they got now. I fired my sponsor. Well, I don't do them no more. What do you mean you don't do them no more? You better do somebody. Show you how to live. Help save your life. You know. And she took me directly to the steps. She said, an addict like you going to die. You got to change. I said, change what? She said, everything, girl. And by the way, when you come to a meeting, get your ass here 15 minutes early. Go to the bathroom. Get everything you need. And matter of fact, I don't sponsor whores. I said, oh, hell no. She can't talk to me like that. She's not talking to me like that. I wouldn't give a damn. I said, why you say that? She said, because them little come and get me clothes you got on. Going to the coffee pot 15 seconds at a time. Sit your ass down. don't nobody want you. You don't even want you. The journey continues. I told my girlfriend, I said, you know what? She will no longer be my sponsor. Because you fire shots at me, I fire shots back, baby. I'm like, nee, nee, nee. You know, I was coming, my son right there, right, I was born somewhere and somebody got indignant. Oh, I went in the registration room. Wait a minute. And you know, when you're a predecessor, wham, whoever that is. I went in the registration room, right? And somebody said, you ain't in service. Ain't no big eyes of Lord use in here. I said, because God, I just prayed to ask me to be kind and be open. But God also, if they fire shots at me, I'm going to fire them right back at their ass. With all the step tradition and the concept and some more. So I said, I see why everybody working on the convention committee going to the door getting their little buddies in. That ain't going to fly. Because what's good for the goose, good for the gander. Oh, y'all letting them up in here? Oh, hi, holler. And they say, there she go. Yeah. Don't come for me. You know? And live and clean, the journey continue. Yeah. That thing, because you got 34 years, I tell people all the time, look, baby, I pray every morning when I ask God to let me be loving and caring, open, help somebody with no strings attached, with all the step work in me and all that. And come right to a meeting, and here they come. She thinks she all that dandy, the tradition police, so. I'm like, God. Now I said I was going to behave today. And I'm going to give them a pass right now. Because I don't want to feel bad when I fire back on them. You know? And so I had to go right to the steps. I had issues that I had to address when I came in here. I'm not one who stayed around here. I ain't had no sponsor told me first step for 30 days and then call back. I had to get to writing. I had to write all the inadequacies, all the insecurities, all the pain, all the fear, all the broken relationships, all the shame, all the abuse. So I'm one who came right. I got better immediately. I'm not one who say, when we read sick, no. If your ass been here 34 years, you should have done some work by now to get better. But where's the hope for the newcomer, living clean, the journey continued? If I say, I got a few 24 hours, no. And that sounds real good to say whoever woke up first this morning got the most clean time. I beg to differ. Live life on life term and then say that. Because on the good day, living clean, the journey continue, I have to do the best I can to make it through the day. I have to do the best I can not to act like you act. Because when you know better, you do better. And some days I will pray for you, but on a good day, be honest, Linda. On a good day, when you do your head at me like, I'm like, oh yeah, well I can do mine harder. But I try to show everybody love and respect. Because it's not about like we're on the streets no more. I don't F with her. We don't live like that in here. If you don't F with her, find out why, Linda. What did she do to you, Linda? And 9 times out of 10, if you spot it, you got it. So I try real hard. You know, and I'm grieving because one of our friends, I thought he was going to be my boyfriend, y'all. But he was a newcomer. And I have learned through trial and error. About the newcomer. About, I want that boo right there. Pick him up, come on, boo. Live and clean, the journey continues. We're going to wear outfits alike in the meeting. We're going to dress alike just in case somebody don't know we together. And you can't turn your head nowhere but straight. And if you should deviate from me, you need to let me know where you going and why you going, and not without me. You know, so I have learned to trial and error about the newcomer. So I passed. You know, and I haven't been in a relationship in a while, but honestly, is. I got married in here, but I had to learn how to still relate to me first. I had to find out that I'm the most important person in the whole wide world. That I don't have to compromise what God has given me. I don't have to bow down to nobody because I'm a queen. You know? And I believe I done got so comfortable by myself, right? And I don't have to say, where you going? No. And I want to be in a relationship, but it just don't be worth all that. Especially if it ain't healthy. And it's good to be the famous couple when you're in front of people. On the outside, in public. But then when you go home, all hell break loose. You find out you don't got nothing in common. You don't even like each other for real. So living clean, the journey continues, that I must do the work right, and through all my step work, I love the seventh step, because it deflates my ego, and finally let me know that I'm not superior or inferior to anybody on this earth. So I finally know my place in the world. So on a good day, I stand down. You know, when I go to a meeting, I don't allow people to use my clean time. Raise your hand. I said, you don't need me a hell of a lot. I don't got to raise my hand and talk every time I go to a meeting. I be in pain. I be trying to survive my emotions. And that's big for me. And I tell people, everybody going through a battle. And you don't know what people be going through. So pray for people. Because you just might get everything that the person feeling. So when they always come out, and I hate this one, living clean, the journey continue. The chairperson that leads the chair to meet one don't got no speaker. I said don't got no. I know it's not don't have. But they don't got no speaker. Because you got a substantial amount of clean time. Come on up here and lead this meeting for me with you. That's our predecessor right there. No. Young predecessor, you don't post say no. Where that say that at in the literature? Show it to me. Every time you don't get no speaker, that a predecessor got to be pulled from the audience. Living clean, the journey continue is. I have learned a lot, and I'm still learning. And I'm so grateful that when we came in here, the literature said, any addict, fat addict, black addict, Chinese addict, African addict, male addict, female, any addict can lose the desire to use, can stop using, lose desire to find a new way of life. So I tell people, if you come in here high, tell people the truth. Don't just misquote the lid. It said you can come in here high. I said, but what's the second part to that? But we suggest what? When you come back clean. Stop killing people with misquoting literature. You know, I ain't bring my books today because I wanted to show off a little bit, right? But sometimes when I go to meetings, it's just me. I'm talking about me. So if you get feelings, call your sponsor. Because sometimes when I go to meetings, I get tired of hearing the literature. What about Arnie Shearn? What shared from the heart reaches the heart. Not quote the, do you have a story? Can you share without your book? And that's just me. I'm talking about me. I ain't throwing daggers at nobody because I'm big and bad enough to tell you how I feel. Because I'm not a coward. Somebody came to me about one of my friends. And what I told them was, you need to go talk to her. Because I think you're a coward. When all of us are here together, and we can disagree to be agreeable, right? But when all of us are here together, Linda, if you got to say something to somebody, can you pull them to the side? Take them outside and talk to them. Don't go to 50 people talking about them, because that's not a good look. Because if you come to me, if you do that to them, I know you're going to do it to me. And I used to be petty, right? I used to say, wait a minute, be right back. And I used to go get the person. And then there was a couple of fights and I felt bad, right? So I ain't do that no more, right? But living clean, the journey continue. It's doable. That's what I'm going to share. And I had 2 heart attacks, back surgery. I don't find a need not to go to meetings, though. And tell me where it's at in the literature that you can't go to dances no more. Because you had a bad experience in the dance because you cruised home with somebody from the dance. And you had a bad experience. Now you tell newcomers, you don't recover if you don't go to dances. Where that at? Girl, I still dance. I get my 20-minute workouts. I've been dancing there since I had about 30 days. Because I didn't even know I could dance without being high. I started going to the NA dance. I was like, yeah, I can do this. I get my go-go on. Got my ticket for tomorrow night with 34 years clean time. Real essence, oh, it's on. Living clean, the journey continue. Linda, you got to do the same things you did when you first got here. Linda, you got to go to meetings. When I stop going, if I stop going to meet, my spirituality cease. That's religion now, so don't come for me, okay? When I stop going to meet, my spirituality cease. I stop doing the things that I did to get my spirit fed. And I go to the left. And if I should make it back, it's only by the grace of God that I ain't pick up drugs. Because, you know, we can use other things. Because my disease manifests itself in other areas of my life. Like when I went to the store the other day, because I'm a recovering thief, right? I ain't been locked up in over 37 years. So I said, Linda, you've been a productive society for a very long time. And that dress is causing too much. So just maybe you might have boosted. And then all my numbers came up, D.C., D.C., Maryland, Virginia. It said, activate the number of your choice and take the dress. So I don't, and I'm from D.C. area, and everybody know that I speak up. Because it's for me, and if by chance you pick up on it, that's fine. Because when I'm in a meeting, I do not want to come outside. Well, you got your trunk popped open. You jeopardize now meetings with that disruptive behavior. Here she comes. Yeah. If you really want to do something spiritual, get a vendor's license.
Yeah.
And take it away from our fellowship. Because y'all that don't even come inside meetings, get our meetings closed down because of your negative behavior. Because they're not going to say the people outside is doing that. They're going to say all them people in their meetings. So yeah, I speak up. So they know in my area, I don't have a problem speaking up. And sometimes when you stand alone. But it's bad. Because they call me about a million bees every once in a while. It's okay. But they know that I ain't fake. Living clean and dirty continue. And it has gave me some heart. Right? And I'm so glad the only desire for membership is a desire. And can't nobody imagine my desire. I don't care if I do have 34 years. You still can't imagine my desire. Like I can't imagine nobody's desire. So what we need to do is stop trying to damn people's desires and fan the flame of their desires. Because cross-sharing, I told somebody that not too long ago. When you cross-share behind people, try to kill people in the meeting, and you try to dim somebody's light, it ain't going to make your light shine no brighter. Right? So, you know, I love this program. I've been to every convention. I've been blessed to have a son in recovery that's coming up on 20 years, y'all. So I figured I drove to enough conventions, right? So since I have a son in recovery, the drive real swell. That maybe I could ride with him. For over the last 5 years, he's been driving his Daisy. Because that's what he tell everybody. Then I got blessed with some sisters to come in recovery. Pam, a little Jean. So now he drive too, Miss Daisy. And it's okay. He gets mad with me because when I get home, y'all need to know it's turned up. And I was hungry today, and he wanted to campaign like he's a mayor, walking the whole convention center. I'm like, hell with y'all, I'm going over Dole Roller. I don't need you to take me nowhere. He was like, Mom, I'm going to take you. I'm like, I'll walk. But I wasn't going to walk, y'all. My back was broke down like a mud. But I had to immediately apologize, right? Because you know better than to act like that. And you know he ain't going to say nothing back to you now. Early back in the day. That's a whole different story, y'all. Because that thing right there told me he smoked woodies. I said, boy, you was a damn crackhead. Cut it out. And my father said, you know you was wrong for calling them that. You know you can't tell nobody they're addict. I said, the devil is a liar. I was sick of that thing. So living clean, the journey continued. When I got that call from him, it hurt me to my heart. Mom, I said, what? Can I come over y'all? I said, no. Take your crackhead ass. Go to D.C. General Hospital and tell them if they don't admit you in there, you're going to kill yourself. Because I ain't want to kill him. And that's what he did. And when he came back to N.A., my sponsor said, you, with your good N.A., step right in yourself. Take your hands off of him. Leave him alone. Give him to the men. Introduce him as your son. But tell them, don't call him your son in meetings because he needs his own identity. And he needs his own recovery. So that's Big D right there. Big D, right? But living clean, the journey continue is that I'm grateful. I'm humble. I really am. I'm retired after 40 years. When I applied for my job, all the naysayers and inmates say, you've been locked up and you will not be a correctional officer. I said, oh, really? Let me go talk to Doreen P. and see what she got to say about this. She said, baby, don't tell yourself no. Don't listen to the naysayers. You're deserving of everything God got for you. If God don't tell you no, go apply for that job. I applied for that job. And one guy that worked at the meth center said, hell no. He was on the interviewing panel. He said, she a dope fiend. She was on meth. She can't work with these juveniles. I said, oh, okay. Got one of them in here, huh? Okay. I'm going to pray on you, brother. I went and prayed on that brother. First of all, 700 people applied for the job. But they didn't tell us they was going to give us your announcements when they got there. So that was a process of elimination right there. Okay? God was like, girl, go. By the time all of us took out of union, there was 7 of us left. Yeah. Living clean, the journey continues. And when they interviewed all 7 of us, that's just for me. I ain't telling nobody to break their anonymity. It's a personal decision, right? So they pulled me for the interview panel, and after he said that, they said, so why should we hire you? I said, oh, really? Oh, I got this. I shared with them. I've been in the system. Yeah, I was on meth, but that's not who I am today. If you give me a chance with your organization, I bet I'll be the best person you ever had. And I said, God, we got this. He said, baby, we got this. Before I walked out that door, and I said, thank y'all, have a blessed day, and thanks for giving me an opportunity to work in your organization. When do I start? And they called me and said, Miss Linda so-and-so-and-so-and-so, could you report to North Captain H Street for orientation? And then I started crying because I ain't have a job, a car ride. Because we had to drive. Doreen P said, baby, why you crying? If God gave you the job, don't you know he's going to make a way for you to get there? The day of orientation, guess what the guy said? By the way, we have some people here that don't drive. So is anybody in this class willing to give them a ride? 2 people say, I got her. I say, yes. They hired us and put us in the same facility. Gave us the same schedule. They picked me up every day, not every day. Every day. Every day. And then when I got to work, and one of the supervisors say, Linda, you're a young girl, and there's some wolves down here. So I'm going to tell you how to work some OT. Put your money to the side and get your own car. I'm like, damn, he don't know I ain't got no license, though. I did used to drive illegal, though, right? So they said, well, go get your license. And by the time I got a license, I had enough money saved up to get my own car. And I bought me a car. Every time somebody in orientation came in, guess what I did? If anybody live in D.C. that need a ride to Longmore every day, because the program told me the only way I could keep with it, I had by giving it away. And serve ain't just inside these rooms, it's outside these rooms too. So that's what I did. And I've been here ever since. You know? And I love this program. And I love living spiritual principles. And my mouth getting dry. Could you give me some of that water in that door? Miniature cup. What the hell is this? Damn. We need you to get cups. Did they cut us off or what? Dang. One to the head. I know y'all familiar with that, right? right there, right? Well, how much time I got, lady? Huh? I got 3 minutes. You're supposed to hold it up like that 5 minutes before, say your time is up. Like, okay. But I just want to thank everybody came to this meeting, because I said, everybody just got here. Ain't nobody going to be in no noon. Yeah. I saw all y'all come here. I said, they pressed like me for me. We don't be playing up in here. We just do all that hanging out. The real NA members go to meeting. The fake ones be in the hall. We got to kill this disease, right? So if nobody told they love you all today, I love you all because of the ties that bind us together, stronger than those that are tearing us apart. I'm going to keep coming back. Hope y'all keep coming back. Thank you, family.